Welcome to Knitting a Story, a podcast by two crazed knitters. I'm Jen.
And I'm Lex.
Welcome to our story pod, friends. Episode 9. This is Sparta.
Woo! So on today's episode, we have Show Me Your Knits, Off the Needles, Super Secret Knit Along, Knitting in the Wild, What Are You Reading, It Followed Me Home, Skills for the Apocalypse. Welcome to episode 9.
Yeah.
So a couple of administrative details before we launch into our first segment. Episode 8 seems to be...
crashing and burning.
Yep. Yeah. Hardcore crashing. There's just no nice way to say it. I still don't know what's wrong, and believe me, I've been tinkering. I figure it's already broken. I can't make it too much worse. So we're working on it. We spent a bunch of time here tonight looking it up and trying to figure it out, and hopefully you can hear episode 9.
Yay!
We think we have an idea for what happened to episode 8, so we're going to retry to upload it.
And if not, it's dead to us.
Yeah. Then at that point, just pretend you listened to us for half an hour.
You know? We rambled on about some stuff.
Yeah, we talked about stuff, and all the show notes are up, so if you wanted to know what crazy new patterns we were talking about, it's all up there, so... Hoi, I'm sorry. I don't know. I just don't know.
Yeah. Too bad we weren't...
I've learned a lot, but not enough to fix it.
We need a course in computer programming or to be married to computer programmers.
Yep, that would definitely help.
And I'll apologize quickly. At the beginning, I'm a little croaky.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the end, I don't sound like a man.
Ah, being a frog is nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, show me your knits.
All right, so, Jen, what have you been working on?
Surprisingly, the same thing I talked about last week.
So if you haven't heard episode 8, don't worry, you're about to hear it again.
Yay! Yeah, so I'm working on the Citron in Woolmies, free pattern on Ravelry, most likely a Nitty pattern as well, since we are on the Nitty bandwagon.
Yep.
I'm about on the fourth repeat, and I gotta say, I've been working on it maybe about 2 weeks, and I love it.
That's awesome.
Every day I work on it. I love it.
Great. What colors is it in?
It's like a dark gray and a dark purple.
Oh, nice.
Which surprisingly aren't my colors, but I was knitting next to my mom on the weekend and she's like, I love the colors. I was like, oh, I know who this is going to.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, awesome. Exactly.
Jen's mom, if you're listening, you didn't hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't listen. She was one of the people at the very beginning that was... when I started getting back into knitting, and she's like, ugh, nobody wears hand knits anymore.
Oh.
I was like, guess who's not getting anything?
When I told my mom about the podcast, I had to explain to her what a podcast was. She doesn't listen either. She would, but she's not very tech savvy. Mom, neither if that we. Changes in the future, I apologize for this. But she's like, so what do you talk about? And I'm like, knitting and, you know, other things that are related to knitting and some general whatever chit-chat. She's like, and people listen to this? Why you really have to be into knitting to listen to that? And I played her a couple of minutes from each episode, and she was supportive, but I think she thought I was nuts. Which is really no change. She thinks I'm nuts for a lot of things. So I didn't take any offense to that at all.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't either.
Yes.
We're all a little nutty.
Yes.
So I also have a Citron. Haha, jumping on the bandwagon here. I'm doing it in Madeline Tosh lace weight, and I'm doing it on a 4mm needle. And,
do you want to give the viewers, if we can't get episode 8 up and running, a quick download of why you started the Citron?
Oh, yeah. I started the Citron because I went to a potluck, and Jen was there, and so were a bunch of other friends, and I didn't bring any knitting with me, because all I had on the needles at the time were really complicated patterns, and I was like, this isn't social knitting, you know, I'm going to be sitting there swearing about these cables or whatever I'm doing.
Wasn't it the same day, though, that your pink yarn...
And my pink yarn exploded. And I spent all of that day untangling it, and I still wasn't finished by the end of the day, so I just had nothing to bring, and I just didn't bring anything. It got time to leave, and I was just like, whatever, I give up. So I went, and some of us had brought some yarn to, you know, de-stash and swap, and, you know, it's sitting in your closet for how long, and you're just like, okay, just got to get rid of it. And so I started the Citron because it was a free pattern that I could access on my phone from Nitty.
And I've been known to be somewhat of an an enabler.
Yeah, so Jen's sitting there and she's like, you don't have anything to knit? I'm like, no, I explained my predicament. And she's like, well, there's some yarn over there. And then one of our other friends was like, there's some lace weight over there. I think it would look really good. And so I'm doing it in like this brown lace weight. It reminds me of deer.
It does look like deer. Like
the browns and white and cream.
Mm-hmm.
It's called parchment. But whatever, deer.
Deer hunter.
Sounds more, yeah, my husband hunts, so this is a big thing. I haven't done much on that, though, lately, because I've been working on the super secret knit along, which we'll talk about in a second. But I have really been itching for some new socks, and it's funny. I wrote that on the notes that we go off of for our show. And just yesterday, I was talking to one of my coworkers who I hadn't seen in forever. She knits as well. And her friend want me to teach them how to knit socks. They know how to knit. So I'm not teaching how to knit and socks, just the how to knit socks part.
Have they knit in the round before?
Yeah, they've done like hats.
Okay, then they're golden, right?
I was like, okay, so I sent them a couple of links on Ravelry to sock patterns that looked easy and had a decent, but weren't like, okay, we're halfway through the sock and we hate you. So, and then I'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's sweet. I know,
I was afraid of knitting socks at first. The heel scared the crap out of me. Me toe too. Up, top down, didn't matter. I was just like, what do I do? I can do the tube part.
Yeah. But
what do I do when I get to the heel? Like, that it's like this magical thing.
Yeah.
And then I figured it out and I was like, oh.
That's when the magic happens.
It does, but it's not as hard as you think it is.
Yeah.
If you haven't knit socks.
Yeah, I can still remember my first pair of socks and it was, oh, it's time to turn the heel. I was all worked up about it. And then I was like, the pattern I had was a good pattern and it was a beginner pattern for a heel flap. And I really just had to go like stitch by stitch, line by line.
That's what I did.
And it's not that hard. Once you have it down, you don't even need a pattern anymore because the rhythm is just the same.
You must be like some kind of crazy hardcore knitter because I need a pattern. I can't.
Oh, really?
I can't figure the math out for it.
I carry the heel flap around on my head.
Oh, no.
I'm such a geek.
I have other things going on in there, I guess.
Who knew? I don't have enough to think about that. I carry it around with me in my head.
Who knew, eh?
Mind you, I think I've done probably 20 pairs of socks.
Yeah. I've done like 5.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm still sold on the heel, or on the afterthought heel.
I downloaded a pattern with an afterthought heel. I think I'm going to give it a shot.
It's pretty sweet.
Because I'm itching for some new socks. Maybe we should do a sock knit along next.
Ooh. Let's get through this one first.
Oh, well, okay. What do you have off the needles? Before we go into, you know, how awesome we are at our knit along.
Off the needles. Yay, that's just
That's
me.
All you, because I... Nope.
You know, I think in, what, are we 9 episodes? I think this is the first time off the needles has been all me.
Yep. I think so. I think I've had it a few times just to myself.
Yeah, you have. So last week, I guess a week and a half ago now, my husband and I and my daughter flew down to Las Vegas. And so it's about a 2.5-hour flight from Calgary. And it was awesome. It was pure sock knitting time. Nice. So I finally got the monkey socks done.
Awesome.
Yeah, well, I'll rephrase that. I'm doing the heel on one of them. So it was just awesome, and I was just smoking on it. It was just awesome. I'm like, oh, I'm knitting. And then I get to Las Vegas. It's 40 degrees. Like, for those of us that live in Calgary, 40 degrees is screaming hot.
It is. It's reached 40 degrees here a couple of times
in the last 100 years.
Yeah,
and
not so much.
And then so people that have been to Las Vegas will understand that there is so much stuff to do, the last thing you're thinking about is knitting,
right? Well,
but I did actually knit. We were hanging out in the air conditioning and I actually got some knitting done.
Woo! Are you happy with the socks?
Love them. Love
perfect.
Them
that's yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it's I'm not crazy. I don't know if it's a BFL thing. I need to knit something out of BFL, something else to compare, but it's quite scratchy. Like,
you think
maybe I'm spoiled with merino, but
it's different. It's definitely different, like, obviously because it's a different breed.
Yeah,
I don't have a problem. Maybe my
hands are just delicate flowers.
Yes, you're just such a delicate flower. And I'm not, like, I find things with mohair itchy.
Yeah,
but I'm fine with BFL.
Well, I guess not itchy as opposed to maybe more rustic than a merino.
But it's still nice for me next to the skin. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to...
Different strokes for different folks.
I'm going to see if I can find a different BFL just to give it a try to see if maybe it's the fact that, you know, that I've knit this with this stuff more than once.
Right.
That it's, you know, kind of...
Have you washed the socks yet?
No, I haven't.
Maybe that'll help too.
That's definitely a good idea.
Yeah. I always find... I'm always like, this sucks. Oh, and then I wash it and I'm like... This is the best ever.
So
I'm into making voices tonight, I suppose. I don't know.
Super secret knit along.
Woo! So it's the Nanir pattern by Lucy Haig, also from Knitty. Might as well keep with the theme. It calls for a 3.5 millimeter needle, sock yarn, / fingering weight. And somebody asked what the difference between fingering weight and sock weight yarn was. And I'm pretty sure... Like, they're the same weight, but sock yarn has nylon, whereas fingering weight does not need nylon because it's not intended for socks.
Yeah, it's not for high wear. That would make sense. I think
So you can buy fingering weight yarn that is just merino or just
a super whatever. Wash merino or whatever.
And it doesn't have the nylon because you don't need the strength if you're going to just do a nice shawl out of fingering weight.
Yeah. But I think...
But you can do shawls out of...
The norm now, I think, is... You know, to say fingering and to say sock weight, most people would use them interchangeably in most cases.
But that's the difference, if you're wondering. Yeah. You can use one with nylon. Whatever, who cares? Your cowl will last forever.
Yes, indestructible. You can wear it on your feet.
So, Jen, I don't know if I would. Have you been working on this at all?
Well, assuming episode... Well, so to rehash episode's secret 8 is... I've gotten, I think, about halfway done. Oh, how do I say this?
There's two charts, and you do three repeats of the two charts.
Okay, so I am halfway through the first chart on the first repeat, so not very much, but...
Aren't we supposed to have this done by the 24th?
Yeah, miracles happen. Not likely.
So if you're falling behind, don't worry, so is Jen. Yes. You're in good company.
Well, my rationale behind it was with the... traveling I've done over the last 10 days, I didn't want to be mucking about with cables.
Right.
So I kind of just citroned it up.
Oh.
But assuming 8 doesn't get posted, I do like the pattern, but man, is it a lot of cables.
I love the pattern. I have found my cable groove.
Yeah. Are you cabling without a cable needle?
No.
Oh.
Well, technically it's not a cable needle, it's DPN. So technically, yes, if you want to get really semantic about it, but I don't even know if you can use that semantic in that sentence that way. But yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I was looking at yours. I love yours.
I love cabling, apparently, more than I knew.
Really? Is this the first big cable project you've done?
No, I did a sweater that had cables.
Just the one set running up the front?
Well, there's a set running up the front and a set running up the back of that sweater.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you can say you experienced the cables.
Oh, well, I've definitely done them.
Yeah.
Am I an expert? No. But I love this pattern so much. And I find, at first, I was like, how am I going to remember what all of these symbols mean? And, oh, my gosh. And I kept referring back to, you know, the abbreviation list. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. But I figured it out.
Starting to read the cables and the work, hey?
Yeah, I'm starting to just look at the chart and be like, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing now. So it's awesome. I'm about halfway through the first chart of the third repeat. So I'm like...
AKA almost done.
Yeah, 2/3 of the way. Ugh. A little bit more than 2/3.
I'm such a slacker.
And I've been monogamously knitting this.
Yeah.
And I've reached my cable groove so intensely, I guess... that I do it while watching episodes of Sons of Anarchy and other things on Netflix because my husband and I are watching Sons of Anarchy on our together, so I can't cheat.
Isn't that the worst when you get into a show together and you have to wait for your spouse?
Well, I don't know. I left him hanging tonight, so whatever.
Major plot development. Honey, I'm going to knitting.
I'm going to go in and, well, he had to... cut some grass, so I just left while he was cutting the grass. See you later, we're not watching anything tonight. Haha. So it was, but I am excited about this. I'm on track for finishing on time. Woo! Yeah.
And it's beautiful too.
I love it. I posted a picture of it on Facebook when it was in the beginning stages, and I should probably post another picture because I am really enjoying it. And I can see myself, she's got another shawl pattern that uses a lot of the same techniques, and I can totally see myself knitting that shawl.
That's sweet. I hope mine turns out as good as yours. My yarn is quite a bit different.
It is. It's an important lesson in different yarns
produce different results
with the same pattern.
Yeah. So assuming 8 doesn't get posted, we'll kind of rehash my dilemma last week about the yarn that I had chosen. And I think I'm doing it out of Koigu.
Is it Shibui? I think it's Shibui.
Might be Shibui. And it's a solid color, and it's kind of a salmony pink. And the color is beautiful, and the yarn is beautiful, but the twist in it isn't a very smooth twist. The twists are quite defined, which is kind of eating away at the definition of my cables. I should post a picture, and actually, if we were smart, we'd take a picture of ours together, and you can actually quite differently see the...
Maybe we'll do that.
Yes.
It could happen.
Sorry if you hear that. That's my dog begging to get in. Sorry, dog. So I hope everybody else is enjoying it as much as we are. You know, don't feel like you have to keep up with Lex because she's a keener.
I am a keener. you keep heel flaps in your head, and I'm knitting cables like a fiend.
Yeah.
So teach their own.
I've been able to get the, I guess it's 4-stitch cable, so 2 and 2. I can do cabling without a cable needle, which tends to speed it up, but when I have to use it, mine isn't a cable needle either, it's a stitch holder.
Yeah,
knitting improvisation at its best.
I'm going to try making cable needles of different sizes someday.
With what?
Dowels from the hardware store. I think, I don't know, as a future project. Don't hold me to it, internet.
Once it's out there forever.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So let's do knitting in the wild.
Okay, well, I watched a movie with my husband and stepdaughter called Inkheart. It's on Netflix, even on Canadian Netflix. Yay. Which is not as good as this American. So
that's true.
If you're Canadian and you're listening to this, you too can watch this movie for a low price. It's a great movie. It's a great story. I really enjoyed it. Everyone else thought I was nuts for picking this and were like, really? You're going to make us watch this movie? Are you serious? And by the middle of the movie, they're like, this is actually a pretty good movie. And by the end, they're like, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it doesn't start out very interesting, does it? And
I thought it did, but it's about books. So yeah. I'm a big book nerd. I thought it was good. It's got...
this guy from Encino Man.
Yeah. Is Brendan...
Fraser?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Is that his name?
I think so.
Okay. Oh, yeah. we're celebrity people, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know that guy that played the...
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Because he also played Dudley Do-Right.
Yes, he did.
And a bunch of other... I like him. He's good.
Me too. He plays a very goofy character.
But not in this movie. He's more serious in this movie. It's not like a drama role, but it's a family movie.
Do you want to give the basic premise? I'm going to go let my dog in while you do that, because he's making me...
Oh, I have to talk.
There he is.
I have to talk by myself? Well, okay. There's the dog. So, it's about this guy, and when he reads books...
Out loud, right?
Out loud, things pop out of them, and then it's them trying to fix all this thing. That's the basic premise. I liked it. It was good.
I liked it too. But lots of action, which you wouldn't expect from a book about, or a movie about storybooks.
Yeah, and there's a lot of knits in it. She's got, like, knitted hat, knitted mittens, knitted sweater. I don't know if they're handmade or not, but there was a lot of knitting in it. So that's how I'm tying this into the episode.
Ha ha. I love that movie. I do like it. I recommend people watching it. So my knitting in the wild is this last weekend I was out at a bachelorette for one of my friends.
Jen has a life.
Yeah.
I don't.
A small life. And so we were out obviously ripping it up, which is probably why I have such a croaky voice. There was a large amount of screaming involved.
Woo.
Yeah. And so we were sitting around at breakfast the next day, and my friend's soon-to-be sister-in-law, I was talking something about podcast episode 8 being broken, and I'm like, oh, I can't figure it out. And she goes, well, what's your podcast about? And it's like, oh, it's a knitting podcast. And she's like, you're a knitter? I'm like, I'm one of the biggest knitters I know. Yeah. And then she's like, I'm a knitter. And so then it was, oh, what have you worked on and stuff? And she's like self-taught knitter and, you know, has made herself leg warmers and,
oh, sweet.
And infinity cowls and stuff like that. But she's, you know, just kind of, she obviously has a natural creativity because she's just pulled the patterns out of her head knowing the basic stitches.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, you're awesome. You that's have, cool. I'm like, you need to go on Ravelry. But prepare yourself to waste a lot of time.
The time suck of Ravelry.
Yeah, it certainly is and stuff. And then, cool. And then she was mentioning that, you know, people that have seen her knit and her stitches say that she knits wrong. And I'm like, there is never a wrong way to knit. And so I, of course, had knitting in my purse. And all my other girlfriends laughed and thought it was so funny that I carry knitting around with me at all times. And so I'm kind of showed her, you know, you hook the leg and I think that she's twisting stitches.
Oh, well, that's okay.
And though. I said to her, I'm like, that's a valid stitch, you know, like twisted stitches are awesome.
And if you're happy with what it's looking like and how it fits when it's done, who cares?
Yeah, I'm like, there's no knitting place. So, and then she lives in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I'm like, oh man, you have got a huge wealth of, you know, local dyers.
Oh, yeah.
And tons
huge.
Of knitters and, you know, lots of knit groups and stuff like that. So hopefully I was able to
inspire,
you know, and encourage.
Cool.
Because I love hearing of people that are, you know, just starting, especially obviously with a natural creativity. Because
yeah.
I sure wasn't designing stuff of my first
I was
projects.
Designing nothing. Garter stitch.
Scarves.
Yeah, that's what it was. That's,
dishcloth.
That's what I was dishcloth. Here
yeah.
we go. Here's another dishcloth.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so what are you reading?
Okay, well, like I said, I'm a big, big nerd. This doesn't have a lot to do with knitting, but I'm really enjoying this book, so I thought I would share with you guys so that you could also really enjoy this book. It's called The Lies of Loch Lomora. It's by Scott Lynch, I'm pretty sure. it's a fantasy type of book. Not so much like unicorns and wizards as much. There is some alchemy and magic and stuff happening, but it's an alternate universe type thing, and it's about this thief and the things he does. He's in a group of thieves called the Gentleman Bastards, and you know, it's sort of like Robin Hood with less Robin Hood and more crazy stuff. I really like it. There is swearing in the book, so if you have small children, you might not want to read it aloud to them if you're not into that kind of a thing. But I really, really enjoy it. And then there's another book that follows this one. And that's why I bought this one to read first,
mm-hmm.
because the second one is about a female pirate.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm not there yet, but this book is really good too. So hey, check it out.
Sweet. Maybe I'll mention what I'm reading currently because I'm a bit of a book geek too. And my favorites are very large fantasy sagas. And so the one I'm reading right now, again, I think for the third or fourth time because I'm a geek like that, is Raymond E. Feist. And it's the Magician is the very first one, and it's the Rift War saga, and it's more, you know, it's got your basic story premise of, it's got the elves, and it's got the dwarves, and it's got, you know, human beings, and they're fighting people from an alternate realm that are connected by a rift, hence the Rift War. And then, but it has magic, but the characters are really likable, and it's... It's a highly recommend. It's actually quite an old series. I think it's been around for quite a while.
Right.
And yeah, so.
Awesome.
Just in case anybody needs some maybe end of summer reading.
I love reading.
And then It Followed Me Home, Stash Enhancement. This is all you.
It is all me. So, I don't have these epic traveling things. I didn't go to Vegas, but I did go to Canmore. I forced my stepdaughter to go with me to Canmore. And, she was not so happy about this, but I took her to the candy store, so that was
sweet.
Good. And then I made her go to the yarn shop with me. So I bought a skein of Alegria by Manos del Uruguay, and mm-hmm. it is a fingering sock yarn. It's got merino and nylon in it. And it is the craziest colors.
Really?
I asked for her input, and I was like, do you think this is me? It is so crazy. It's like hot oranges, hot pinks, purple, and it's just like splashes of color everywhere. So they're destined just to become plain socks, because any pattern I do
mm-hmm.
will be lost. I might do like a broken rib pattern, just Ooh. To sort of break it up a little bit, but
While you're talking, sorry, I'm going to load up Ravelry here. I favorited an amazing pattern today, and I think that it would work perfectly for your socks.
Yeah, it's just like a crazy, crazy hand-painted, nutty...
Is it like... But it's not like clown colors, right?
Like, no, it's not like...
Is it...
It's not your typical clown
colors. Is it like jewel tones?
Oh, no, it's like hot.
Really?
Like, almost... There's no greens in it, so it's not like the 80s.
Sweet. Sorry, I'm just loading up the picture
here.
Oh,
yeah, Jack, I saw that.
Jack by Regina Satta, I think is how it's pronounced. So that it's J-E-C-K. And it looks like it's just pretty much a vanilla sock, but it's got a pearl stitch. And then a slip stitch.
Oh, and I think I'll try those ones.
Yeah, and the pattern, or the picture, is a highly variegated sock, and it just kind of takes the edge off that highly variegated, you know?
Yeah, well, I'll try it out.
Yeah, sweet.
What's the worst that could happen?
I'm a terrible enabler.
Yeah. And this is how things get done around here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I'm really excited to knit with it. It's just these crazy colors, and I was just in this crazy mood, and I just wanted feel-good yarn. And to me, this is feel-good yarn.
And what did you think of the yarn shop? Knit and Caboodle, right?
Knit and Caboodle. It was cute. Mm-hmm. It was quiet. I mean...
I don't think there's a lot of people buying yarn in August.
No. There was another couple in there, and they were from... I was listening to their conversation. They were from California.
Really?
Yeah.
This is like their winter.
Oh, it's so cold. Let's go buy yarn. Yeah. So it was great. I liked it. I fingered everything.
I found
some other yarn that I really wanted, but I had to limit it because, you know, I had to pay tuition.
Yeah.
So.
There will always be more beautiful yarn.
And it was, but it was like striped and it was like clownfish. Like Finding Nemo clownfish, but it would stripe as a sock.
Ooh.
Yeah, I really want it. I'm going to have to go back, I think, at some point.
Sweet. Well.
So that's what I bought.
All right. I didn't buy any... Well, I didn't buy any yarn.
But that's okay.
I know.
You don't have to always buy yarn. Just because I buy yarn.
I do have a significant stash.
Yes, you do.
So...
And so do I.
And hopefully when my husband travels to London again, I might be able to convince him for more sock yarn.
Yeah.
And so... Skills for the apocalypse.
Dun, 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 dun.
This is Lexi. This is Sparta.
So, in case you're wondering why we're talking about Sparta and this is a knitting podcast, I will tell you. There is a thing out there called the Spartan race. There are multiple levels of the Spartan race. I completed on August 17th the Spartan sprint for the second time. I did it also last year. It's a 5-kilometer sprint, which is about 3 miles. I say sprint and I say race. I did not run. I am the worst runner on the face of the planet. I walked it and I did it with my husband this year. Last year I did it by myself. And not only is it 5 kilometers, it's also obstacles.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. My husband and I did it as an unofficial team. I kept telling him that I'm like, you can go ahead if you want, because he was way faster than I am. And which is a little bit embarrassing, but he's like, no, we're doing this as a team, we're doing this together.
Man.
Yeah. And he was like, about halfway there, he's like, I can't believe you did this by yourself last year. Like, I can't believe that you just powered through this. Like, he's like, I'm impressed that you finished last year. I'm like, yeah, well,
that would be a hard thing to do by yourself.
I just didn't have a choice. I really like the race. I like the obstacles. There's like a cinder block drag down a hill and up a hill.
So what's your favorite? Give us favorite and worst.
I really like all the mud pits.
Climb through them?
They had like a bazillion mud pits. I wore the wrong shorts, which is an epic story in and of itself. But I love the mud pits because it cools you down.
Mm-hmm.
It's also gross, but it cools you down. And the most hated one, I hate the, what's it called? The traverse wall. So you have to go across a wall laterally.
Okay.
So not over the wall, not up the wall, but across the wall.
What are they giving you to get across the wall with?
These horrible little handholds. They're basically 2x4s that are cut into foot rest, like steps.
Yeah.
Not quite. And then handholds. But there's no groove on the handhold. And they're quite large. So if you have small hands, like I do, it's hard to grip them. My husband did it, no problem.
Yeah.
But even he said it was really hard. And I couldn't do it. And if you don't do an obstacle, you have to do burpees. Oh, I also don't like burpees too much, but the rest of it was awesome.
So do you have to do the burpees? Like, do you look at an obstacle and say, screw that, and then just choose to do the burpees? Or do you have to try the obstacle, fail, and then do the burpees?
Nope, you can look at the obstacle and go, and I'm just doing the burpees.
Yeah.
I did try, there's one that I didn't try, and I just did burpees, because it was a rope climb, a vertical rope climb.
Oh my God.
And there was one rope that I wanted to, there was five ropes to choose from. I'm going to just say 5,000 people on Saturday ran this race, and like 4,000 on Sunday. So we're not talking like there's nobody there. So at the obstacle, anyways, there's this one rope, and it had five or six knots in it. And I wanted to climb that one. Of course, by this time, you're all muddy. Everybody else has been muddy. And now the rope is muddy. But there was such a long lineup for this rope. I was like, it'll just be quicker to do burpees and then just move on. So I did that because the other rope had like three knots, and it was a 13-foot rope. Jeez. That is not happening.
See, and I'm such a geek and so math-orientated. Did you look to see the person you would have been in line behind and check to see if you had beat them by the time you were done your burpees?
I'm sure I beat them.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, I'm not saying, you know, I would be the second person in line. I would have waited for that. Yeah. But there was like eight people in line for this one rope.
And that's assuming that people can get up and down fast.
Yeah. So I just
took your lumps,
and I just did the burpees.
Yeah.
My husband tried the one with the three things. But the rope is so slick by the time we ran the race.
Yeah.
From all the mud. It's great, though.
It was so made fun. Sense to put the rope right at the beginning before you got muddy.
Yeah, but what's the challenge in that?
Oh. I guess this is for those weird fit people that
it was, like, everything was muddy. It was so much fun, and I was just so, I'll post a picture of myself on, I was going to do it, but I didn't want to ruin the surprise, on the Ravelry group and the Facebook and on the,
I think it's on notes. Facebook.
It's on, is it on our,
I think it's on the Knitting a Story.
Oh, it might be. I think
just
I,
because as I to might why have, you weren't able to get some.
Yeah, I think I might have posted that as my excuse about why Saturday wasn't devoted to fixing episode 8.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Because I was running a race, walking a race.
Like a marathon.
It was great. Next year, we've been talking about doing it again. We have a friend that wants to do it with us again. And we've also been talking about running two sprints and then doing a super next year.
Oh my goodness.
So the one sprint we would actually try to jog slash run and finish in our best time. The other race we would do with our friend, and we would walk it with him if he needed to walk, and not leave him behind. And then the super is, I think it's 10 or 15 kilometers or 13 kilometers. It's a lot of kilometers, God. And there's like 20 obstacles, 20 plus obstacles, and yeah.
I told Lex that when the apocalypse happens, that I want to be on her team.
Yeah.
I want somebody that can do this stuff.
Well, I had a lot of help from, actually, the environment is really cool, because if you're having problems in an obstacle, people will help you out.
Like the other people on the course.
That's how I finished it last year. Like, yeah. I had nobody to help me, and by the end, I was like, I can't climb up this wall. And I would climb up the wall, but then I just couldn't hoist myself over. So this one guy at one point, I kept peeking over the wall, and my husband took pictures of this, me peeking over the wall, and I was just like, I just couldn't get the upper body strength and, like, launch myself up and over.
Yeah.
And so this guy comes up, he's on the other side, he comes up to me, he's like, do you need some help? And I'm like, yeah, that'd be great. And he just grabs my arm and, like, hauls me over. And I was like, thanks. And he just kept running. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
It was really, it's really, like, team spirit.
That's awesome.
You know, and we all stopped at there's a water table halfway through. And I asked last year, but I didn't ask this year. We're so polite. Can we have more than one cup? Are we allowed more than one? And they're like, yeah, sure. You know, and then you're like gulping five or six cups.
Yeah. And this year you didn't ask, and all the people were like, oh, look at her. She's just stealing all the water. Probably.
What? She said jerk.
Yeah. That's not a real Canadian. A Canadian would have asked to have water.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So we recommend the Spartan race if anybody feels like joining Lex.
And if you're like, oh, I couldn't do that, I'm not in good enough shape, I'm just going to say this. I did no training specifically for this. And I mean, my cardio sucks. Really.
Hence the no running.
Really bad. I'm going to train cardio this year, and then for next year I'll be better. But I did it with no training. I was sore the day after, but zero training. So you can do it too. And I just did it as a challenge to myself. My time wasn't the best. It wasn't like super competitive time and I'm awesome. But I did it.
Yeah, and I guess that's the thing, is you're only racing against yourself. So, you know, do it 1 year, finish, and then the next year, see if you can beat your time.
I beat my time from last year by 1 minute.
Woo-hoo. Sweet.
So it was awesome. Challenge yourself and do it.
Yeah, it's just like knitting.
I just walked. I don't care.
Yeah, just like knitting a heel, isn't it?
Exactly, yep.
One row at a time, one stitch at a time if you need to.
Just keep going, you can do it. And, yeah, there's one lady that we passed, and she just... She was also with her husband or brother or boyfriend or some relation.
Significant other.
And he was trying to pep talk her, and I was taking a break. And I felt not bad for her, but she just looked like she was having a bad time. So my husband and I were trying to, you know, pep talk her. You're just, you know, just challenging yourself. And I don't know what her name was, but I really hope she finished.
Yeah.
Because it is such a good, like, it doesn't matter how long it takes you.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
It's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Because you did better than everyone who didn't do it.
That's right. No tiki, no winny, right?
Yeah. You know?
So, I think that's the end of it for us today. We're running about our 36 minutes. All right. So, please join us on our blog at knittingastory.wordpress.com, Facebook, Knitting a Never Ending Story, and on Ravelry at Knitting a Story. I am Jen's account, JennsAccount,
And I'm Beloved of Bast. And feel free to add us as friends. I like getting little messages in the morning. Yeah. Somebody's added me as a friend, and I'm like, woohoo!
Me too. So we hope everybody has a good week, and we will try and get episode 8 up.
We'll hopefully.
Just keep moving forward.
Yep.
All right.
Have a great week, guys.
Perfect. Pause. Sorry.